And welcome back, and we have Jim Gersey. Jim, we want to talk about PPRDI. We have a full half hour now to talk about PPRDI, which is the Peak Performance Research and Development Institute, the first fully competent testing site remotely for Nutramedical to do QRMA. You also have Bioplasm and the Metapathy with Hunter. Now, people have to understand that what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a revolution in healthcare. Healthcare has a number of parts. One of the things that I find often blocks logic is the misuse of labels. In fact, when I talk to people, including even my son, they always talk about left and right. When it's really reality and information is polydimensional, there's not a dimensionality of left and right only. So, for example, when people talk about single-payer systems, it's my viewpoint that what we need to do is not try to revolt and change the whole system, but to allow a percentage of the system to allow what's called a public option, where you have basically a value-added tax. It goes back to the county. The county then hires people and can set up clinics. So the people, number one, doctors wouldn't get sued. They don't have to have state licensure. They're licensed nationally by their, say, family practice or internal medicine or surgical boards. But we need to start off with the identification of problems long before they turn into a problem. Give you an example. Let's say instead of a person, we talk about your car. You bring your car in for regular service. They put it up on these little computer buses, and they tell you if the compression of your engine, they tell you if your cylinder heads are working properly. They tell you all the things about tire pressures and leaks and alignment. A lot of these things, your car's not going to say, hey, you know, I'm out of alignment, I'm going to wear the tire incorrectly, or your engine's going to stop on the freeway, or you're about to have an explosion because such and such was improperly engineered in the first place. What I see happening is the diagnostic side of medicine based on symptoms is wrongheaded. And by the way, that's not just what we call allopathic medicine. We see it in herbal medicine. We see it in chiropractic. We see it, for example, I did research with Dr. Stu Donaldson at the University of Calgary for 8 years on spinal surface EMG, and we had a custom-made surface EMG device that would had 24 points down the entire spine, and I developed a number of theories and results that I discovered. Most of them I haven't published. In fact, I out of that I also put together a theory which I'm going to publish this year that explains what pain is. And all of the doctors, and we're talking about not some of them, but all the doctors in the world, their theory of what pain is wrongheaded. The same way as their theory about what is diabetes or what is cancer. And if you ask the right questions, what you find is you need a diagnostic platform that'll pick up changes and imbalances and epigenetic abnormalities long before you develop an actual problem. It's almost like if you take the metapathia or the QRMA, you're putting someone up on a scanner long before they get symptoms, long before they have osteoporosis or a calcified artery that's ready to blow and cause a heart attack or a stroke, long before when they have hyperviscous blood, they throw off a pulmonary embolus and die suddenly of a pulmonary embolus, blocking off their circulation to the right side of their heart, long before they develop acute macular degeneration because they have inflammatory changes in their eye, or the canals of Schlemm and the anterior ciliary process are blocked by organisms such as Toxocara catus or canis, mycobacteria, or yeast. And most people don't realize that glaucoma, for example, is primarily a polyinfectious disorder, especially in diabetics, where yeast and yeast emboli can actually block off the ciliary process. So what we need is a process. For example, let's say you're in Quito, Ecuador, and you're going to a village that's, say, 30 miles outside the town, and you had a PPRDI van. You could actually scan through the town, and in a matter of hours, you could scan all the people that have issues. Then you could plug them into the system so they can see the appropriate surgeon or see the appropriate podiatrist because their gait pattern is wearing their hips abnormally and going to end up resulting in a hip degeneration, or pick up the fact that they have osteopenia and they're well on their way to osteoporosis because when they get a very bad compression fracture, they're either going to be disabled or stuck in a Stryker bed for the last 20 years of their life before they die, or they develop a secondary decubitus ulcer and die of superinfection. So, you know, we have a healthcare system that's wrongheaded. It's almost like we let people drive the cars of their life until finally on the freeway of living, and we're all paying the price of this because people think, well, it's just private insurance. No, it's not. If you have someone that's getting sick and they finally get ill during Medicare or their doctors get sued because they inappropriately take care of someone and kill them, you pay for it one way or the other. We as a society are paying the price of not monitoring people and making sure that they're properly fixed so they don't crash on the freeway. They don't break down on the side of the road. they don't end up losing their, you know, you get somebody at the peak of their performance, say in their 50s or 60s, and now they're hit with medical illnesses and they can't function. Whereas if they could work until they're 75 or 80, even volunteering, they'd be an amazing asset to society. What about if, can we have a society where people are at, say, 100 or 150, still productive and not necessarily drawing a full salary because they're volunteering? We're not ready for that, are we?
No, you know, but your analogy for about talking about bringing your car in and running to the scan is exactly what we're talking about with
human beings. And this is before you start ordering blood tests. Like, here's one of the problems. When I ask doctors, because I'm training them all the time, and I say, okay, tell me what you can get out of a SMAC panel, which is your regular, you know, fasting blood sugar, liver enzymes, and so on. And most doctors get out what I call 5 to 10% of the value of what's actually in even those tests. Let alone they don't do 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of the gene SNPs. They don't look at organic acids. They don't measure packed red cell minerals and heavy metals in the person. I mean, if someone's got heart disease, you can damn well guarantee they got excessive ferritin that's amplifying the Fenton reaction, the iron time bomb, or they've got other heavy metals like arsenic, cadmium, lead, etc. in their system that's oxidizing fatty acids and cholesterol that forms oxidized plaque that actually their macrophages eat and die and form foam cells. I mean, we know the process. And when I recited this before Dr. Roger Damley in 1997, that's 19 years ago, he freaked out and realized, he said to me, we're sitting at a Greek restaurant across from the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, the largest ICU east of California, before you get to Chicago, he said, you're going to ruin our business, aren't you? And I'm thinking, this guy's 8 years of training in invasive cardiology and conduction pathway ablation at Mayo, and he's freaked out because Dr. Deagle's figured out something that the industry itself, the healthcare industry, isn't about fixing the underlying problem or identifying it early enough to intervene. It's interested in how they can maintain a customer base. Now, if you drive a little van, let's say, up to some rural area of, say, Egypt, and you're able to scan and find all the people that may be going to have osteoporosis or a blocked artery, you get nascent forms of dementia, which is type 3 diabetes, so their astrocytes can't fire anymore because they don't have the GLUT4 transporter to use sugar to create an action potential in their neurons, or they're getting patchy dysmyelination of the nerve fiber tracts between parts of their brain, so they're developing loss of saltatory nerve conduction and they're becoming demented. And they say, well, Dr. Deagle, you know, I got a call the other day by a gentleman, and he asked me to tell him to talk to his doctor. And I'm thinking, it'll take years for me to train his doctor, or a doctor for his mom, who is at this time now dying of a serious superinfection she acquired in hospital, and to fix the problem. And they'd done surgery on her leg because she had a deep vein thrombosis, and then I asked for the medical records, and I didn't get any. But I asked a series of questions, and just what he knew, which is a non-medical person, I already identified a number of serious deficiencies they had, where she had superinfection with another pathogen, which they didn't identify. They didn't look at the reason for why she had hyperviscous blood, even basic testing. And, of course, she went into cardiogenic shock and died eventually 5-6 hours after we had our conversation. Now, if I get tired of doing medical work like this, and again, I apply the same principles to geopolitical and other issues. If you apply logic to literally any issue, the number one is always a solution in it. And again, I tell people, 10% of it is God's giving me these gifts to have the wisdom to know some of it. But the other 90% is God literally will speak to me in instantaneously in inspiration to say, hey, this is where you need to look for a solution. Just like Donald Trump, I guarantee you that this man does not have all this in his head. He has advisors around him. And I think there's supernatural inspiration occurring to help him. Well, I want to see a system where the entry point to healthcare is clinics like yours. And you might have clinics also that are affiliated with it that have all kinds of other treatment options that are not just conventional allopathic medicine, but involve what I call epigenetic therapy with microcurrent and light therapy and epigenetic sound therapy we're talking about, like the frequency maps that we've been working on and different harmonic resonance of how DNA works. And get people appropriately if they need to get in to see a surgeon. Give an example. I had a gentleman a few months ago who called me. His doctor was going to do a total knee replacement, and he referred to an orthopedic surgeon. The guy was just drooling. He said, boy, I'm going to be able to make my boat payment. And I said, well, did they do this and this and this? He said, well, no, they didn't. They didn't do an MRI or an MRI arthrogram, and they didn't scope the knee to see if there was crap in there, like in fibrillated cartilage and hibernation, which is bone on bone. I said, well, why don't you get him to go and do that? and tell me what the results are. Get them to send me the report. They did. Knee was perfectly fine. The retropatellar space showed fibrillated cartilage, and it was abnormal tracking of his patella on his femur, condyles. So I said, what they need to do is reimplant the ligaments to change the tracking of the patella, put Hylan, a molecular weight polymer, behind the kneecap, start on our supplements to have your knee regenerate the periarticular joint tissues and the glycosaminoglycans, and clean out the crap that's literally like razor blades chopping the cartilage apart so it's bone on bone. He did it, his knee's fine. He's not going to ever need a knee replacement. Now, if you think this is an anomaly, you're delusional. Now, why is this the case? Because it's the same reasons why the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C. creates corrupt politicians like Hillary Clinton. It's like if you have a whole bunch of manure, and you have a dark room, and you have mushroom spores, what do you think you're going to grow? You're going to grow mushrooms. And that's what they're feeding the public. You know, they keep us in the dark, and they feed us BS. And we're surprised when we get corrupt politicians like Hillary Clinton. And the most corrupt ones rise to the top. Well, the same thing in healthcare. If you want human life extension, if you want a healthy elderly age, so at 65 or 75, when you've now paid off your debts in your home, you don't want to find out your doctor says, well, you got to go in hospital, but the copay for your health now, and this is happening this week, is going to be $16,000 before even your drug plan kicks in. And if you need a big procedure, let's say a heart bypass operation, by the way, it's going to cost you $140,000, so you got to put up your collateral of your home or get a reverse mortgage. And that means you're no longer out of debt. You're massively in a debt. 86% of people that commit bankruptcy are actually due to a health care cost. And these are 90% of the people who already have insurance. That's not rational in this country. When we look at the same thing for procuring for military equipment, 20 times more the cost for the same piece of hardware as it would be in Russia because of procurement. Well, I tell people, you can fly in and see Jim. You can, but you have to understand this is part of a consultation. You're not just going to go and get a whiz-bang test and it's going to pop out and say, here's what you got to do, and there's a piece of paper that does it. It goes, that data goes to my head, and I analyze it and produce a consult after I see an 11-page intake history form, all your medical records that are relevant, including MRI, CT scans, lab work, etc., and these scan tests. And again, this is like going to a senior mechanic. If you had a Lamborghini Countach, which is called Holy Cow in Italian, you spend this car, let's say, is a $2 million car. You don't want some idiot mechanic. You want to fly the guy in from Italy in your private jet, and you want to make sure all the parts have arrived from Italy. So if anything goes wrong with your car in his private garage, I mean, it's like going to an immaculate, you know, top-level restaurant. He's got everything all laid out. This car is treated like, you know, royalty about to be birthed. Well, that's the way we should approach every person. And no one should have to pay a copay. No one should have to buy insurance. No one should have an exclusion to say, you're 72, you don't qualify for even conventional chemotherapy. And if we identify things early, it's like, we're not going to have you break down the freeway and some big moving van strike you from the side and kill you. You're not going to have a disaster by throwing a clot off to your lungs or having a calcified artery because we're going to identify it early and stop it. And most of the time you can use nutraceuticals. To be honest with you, I used to say years ago 50% of the time you could use drugs and nutraceuticals. It's still well under 20%. I'd say a realistic number is the number of drugs that are necessary is under 5% now. 4 or 5 years ago it was 20%. Pretty damn soon it's going to be no percent. And if necessary, we'll use genetic engineering to actually insert genes to fix things, as well as epigenetic nutraceutical care, which we have now. It's advancing every day. So, Jim, I'm really proud of what you did by setting up this mobile facility. So if someone contacts you, and there within a few hours, I know one lady and her husband contacted you, there within 2 hours, you're actually going to drive an hour so you can meet them halfway. Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like the whole way I designed this was make sure, you know, you're talking about a van, and this could be done in a car because I made sure I got a good advanced computer, good solid-state hard drive to handle all the computing. And right. It's basically putting the satchel of my bag, and I could put that right in the car and bring it right to them. So if right. It's a long distance, we meet them halfway, meet them at a hotel. I've done this before with many
you
people.
You meet them at a hotel lobby because all you have to do is... Yeah, you can hold the electrode with one hand. You don't need to take your clothes off. You can literally have the hydrophones on your head. You don't even need to undress. And all you do is you fill the 11-page history form. You can scan or send in the MRIs, the CTs, and everything to Jim, and Jim can organize them, so they send them on to me. I analyze it all and put it all together and say, okay, these are the appropriate things. And we're talking about functional medicine, which includes surgery. Remember, I'm a surgeon as well. Medical, chiropractic, osteopathic, electromyographic, toxicological, infectious disease, immunological, epigenetic, quantum mechanic. It includes everything. So functional medicine isn't just one little narrow area saying herbology. I'm going to give you a few herbs and you're going to be fine because you're taking these Chinese or Indian herbs. We're talking about something that's all-inclusive, right down to quantum mechanics. Which, by the way, the Metapathia device was developed by the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow for the space program so they can analyze astronauts in space, literally from their helmet, we see these hydrophones, to know the status of astronauts in the space station or on a remote tether or literally on a distant planet, let's say they're on Mars. So you can analyze a Metapathia test all the way from Mars if you have a Martian colony. Is that cool or what? People need to know that.
You know, it is cool because it picks up everything that's going on in the system. And even when we were first starting as a doctor, one went down all the way to my right foot, and it picked up a fungal infection that I wasn't even aware of foot. And all it was a simple spray, and then I'm done. But these are things that are non-symptomatic. I really wasn't aware of it. I said my foot itched every once in a while.
Well, also people don't understand. Precisely. Not only that, a lot of disease, including cancer and autoimmune disease, is epigenetic and due to stealth infections. Stealth infections are a great big giant, the elephant in the room. Stealth infections with multiple viruses, bacteria, mycobacteria, and fungi. People have no idea how many stealth infections are triggering off most of the major illnesses, combined with nutritional deficiencies, toxicological blockade by medical drugs that actually create deficiency states, deficiencies in our food, which are so horrendous. The soil is dead and dying. The U.S. Geological did an analysis of soil from 1948 to the early 1990s, looking just mineral content in the winter wheat. And they discovered that most of the major nutrients and minor nutrients had either dropped to half for the major ones or completely disappeared for the minor ones, like selenium and chromium and vanadium in the soil. Which means if you eat this food, you're eating food that's dead. Now, I refer to the seeds of these plants as the seeds of famine. And the famine, the reason why we have an explosion of diabetes and cancer and so on, isn't just the toxicological exposure to bisphenol A and toxic endocrine disruptors and genetic toxins. It's the fact that we can't detoxify because the minerals that would protect us, like selenium, chromium, vanadium, magnesium, manganese, etc., aren't in our bodies. Now, we can correct that with our Nutrameds like Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus and Life Support. And we use things like indium, which I'm working on a new technology for indium for chaperoning, but it's very effective to bring in the minerals. And we're working on other technology like our silver to clear up the stealth pathogens, because if you have a stealth pathogen, it's going to trigger off changes in the antigens on your cell surface to cause autoimmune disease and attacks. And it's going to cause genetic stress, so eventually the cells may change their genetics and turn into cancer. It doesn't just come out of the blue. I mean, people need to understand that. And I started doing research with Dr. Chungwi Vujidani 36 years ago at UCLA, and I got persecuted for it because I was a biochemist before I went into medicine. And I have a logical mind. And basically, to be honest with you, I can teach these things to anybody. You aren't born, we call it. I use these stupid terms like genius. How about someone who's inquisitive? I can teach someone mental exercises and learning how to ask questions. They can immediately change, quote, their intellect, because it's polydimensional, it's not unidimensional, it's not just absorption and regurgitation like a computer. The human mind is able to look at the gestalt of concepts and subconcepts and parse them down and make relational analysis with nonlinear mathematics of how the brain works. Now, that's what's really cool about this. So when you do an attached, let's say, a file, it takes a minute to do the QRMA test, and you've attached that file to their history form. And you send me a Metapathia, and I can actually do it live, where I can log on if I want to from TeamViewer 11 and actually do a video capture of their video, of their...
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Well, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is if you're too far ahead of the curve, whether it's dealing with a medical, geopolitical, or engineering issue, you're often thought of being either insane or you're a scam artist, etc. Now, people need to understand that when we see things like the QRMA or the metapathy, I tell people to keep their skepticals on. So the spectacles, I call it skepticals. Which means we can order imaging studies. We can order high-speed CT scans for calcium score. We can order genetic tests to see if there's markers of cancer. We can look at viral load, for example, for a specific pathogen like HIV or AIDS. What people need to understand is this test not only picks up the nature of specific illness, it even tells you the pathogen. I had a recent scan, and it also, you know, without getting too deep into it, the scan also highlights the nature of reality. The physical body is a setup of each of the structures, including right down to the DNA, of what's called harmonic resonant capacitors. That means at specific frequencies, the way a cell works, and again, I'm presenting this in December, the way all living things work is that the genes of the chromosomes of any organism, right down to bacteria, they resonate with specific cell membranes that regulate the intake of minerals, that regulate the turning on and off of genes. So, for example, in a human cell, the telomere, and again, you can lengthen your telomeres with our anti-H max because it contains not only resveratrol but dimethyl resveratrol. You can reduce the oxidative stress of mitochondria with our reduced L-glutathione. You can increase ATP level with the use of our D-ribose and NADH levels with NADH, and of course our drink, which is called the Sports Energy Light, which actually activates ATP. You can lengthen, you can increase the protection of the cell mitochondria and cell membranes with our Nutra Defense, which has superoxidismutase and blocks the Fenton reaction. That's the primary thing that speeds up the aging process. The neat thing about this is that we are no more than 5 to 20 years away from perfecting the ability to have what's called zero senescence. And the only way to do that is like the same way if we looked at a car. If you were a billionaire and you had a really vintage car and you wanted to pass it on to your great-grandchildren, you'd make sure you had the top mechanics to make sure the maintenance, so that there's one gentleman that I've read about that's got a vintage, I think, early 1950s car that's really top-notch. And he's had the best mechanics in the world look at it. He's got like millions of miles on this car. Millions. Way exceeding anything. And it drives now the same way it would drive right out of the lot, say, 60 years ago. Now, you can do the same thing with your body if you can identify what genetic defects you've inherited from your ancestors, what epigenetic changes, what toxicological things, because you're drinking water that may have uranium or lead, or you have got a purchase from having a root canal, or you might have too much arsenic because you love chicken and the chicken feed has arsenic in it, or you might find that epigenetically you've been drinking water that's got high amounts of fluoride, so it's an endocrine disruptor and damaging your mitochondria. As we correct each of these things, we peel back the reasons why your cells age. In fact, we reverse it. And that means less and less drugs, which are toxic polypharmacy, more and more nutraceuticals, and eventually we are going to be able to start doing what I call gene therapy. For example, they've already been looking at the idea of doing gene therapy for a liver enzyme that regulates and stops a form of dyslipidemia. That means at some point down the road, we won't just have nutraceuticals. We'll have specific genes we can insert that will permanently change your epigenetics that, combined with the right nutraceuticals and diet, will basically stop illnesses that can kill you. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And we're never going to get there unless we have these kind of epigenetic testing like the QRMA and metapathia, because long before you start ordering CT scans and referring to surgeons, I recently had a lady who we did a scan on with a metapathia here, who was a friend of the family, and it turned out she had some pretty serious issues. She had a very serious bladder infection. She had a sinus abscess and mess that's been in there for decades that she tried to hide, and I saw it on the scan. She had actually an abscess in her tooth that included not only bacteria but amoeba. That's not good. And we started addressing each of these issues, and she said, "I can't believe it. I'm going to see the right doctors because you told me I had to, and it's all being addressed." So I really want to thank you, Jim, for PPRDI. If you're on the East Coast or you want to get Jim to do the test, just contact him at PPRDI. He can arrange for him to meet you almost anywhere within an hour radius of New York City. And get your test done, get your consult, figure out where you're at, and get a plan to extend and improve your life.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Velvet here. Welcome back, Karen.
Hi, Dr. Boo. How are you doing?
And you know what? We have to believe you because you're a lady from the future.
That's right. It's November here today.
Tuesday, and it's 5 hours earlier. In fact, I think, what is it right now? We're 4 hours now because of time difference. I think it's, what, 7:30 there? Is that right?
That's correct. 7:30 on the 1st of November.
Ah, 1st of November, right? So you already had Halloweener Day, I call it. So
yes, absolutely.
A little play on words of Mr. Weiner, who I guess the Manhattan Division of the FBI managed to open up this large can of worms. Let's talk about healthcare.
Yes.
Basically, if you're going to build anything, let's say you've got Lego blocks, and I remember last year we had our grandson here, Henry, little character, smart little guy, and we unfortunately bought him Legos. Now, There's one toy that I've realized that I would recommend to parents or grandparents, do not buy, especially if you don't want to find them in the bottom of your foot going, ow, 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 everywhere you go, little blocks of Legos. Now, if you don't have the building blocks, you can't build the big Lego Star Trek thing or whatever, or the, you know, the destroyer that Darth Vader has, that big giant destroyer. The same goes with the human body. Now, the building blocks that are present for a fetus require you to have all the growth hormones and all the building blocks and all what's called the scalar transducer molecules. These are transducers that stick in the cell membrane and act like little micro antennas to either chemical transduce a signal inside the cell or through scalar signaling, signal a change in secondary message inside the cell. And if you don't have the building blocks, the messaging molecules, and the hormones, you can't rebuild you. Now, people need to know this, and I use analogies and metaphors to get people to be aware of this. And if I was going to write a book on anti-aging, the title of the book would not be How to Live to be 1,000. It would be No One's Older Than a 7-Year-Old.
Yeah.
Because I got a twisted mind, okay? My teacher, when I was in early grades, 1, 2, 3, she would come along. She says, Billy Deagle, you're learning how to do script, which is writing. He said, I can't make that up. What the heck did you do there? I said, I wrote upside down and backwards. Now, I can do that in my head. Which people say, you can't do that. You know, no one told me I couldn't do things, so I do it. Like reverse speech. I could do reverse speech by taking reel-to-reel tape recorder and learning, using a little strip of the tape, how to actually reverse speech. So when you don't tell a kid they can't do it, they just do it, right?
Now, yes.
Now, the thing is that the most important thing, and I tell people this, you know, people say, well, how are you so smart? You know, maybe it's your genetics or this, that. Well, there might be a little factor, but to be honest with you, most of it is a characterological thing that probably happened because of the way I was brought up and just circumstances. But I can take anybody, and in 15 minutes I can make them smarter without changing their brain chemistry, even adding a nutraceutical. I can make them smarter with nutraceuticals, like our Cognition Plus and Brain Power and, you know, CDP choline and stuff. That'll make you smarter. But I can make you smarter by simply making you ask better questions. Now, the first question is, if a fetus... And I saw this with this little baby. The little baby was had cancer. And they showed this picture from the news last week. And this is the cutest little baby girl. And they took her out of her mom's uterus and operated on her, removed the tumor, and stuck her back in. And the little, smiley little girl has no cancer. Not only that, she has no scars. Did you know that if you do fetal surgery, including robotic surgery through a hole in the amniotic sac, the baby never gets scars? Mm. Never! Isn't that cool?
Amazing, isn't it?
Now, everybody, and I'm going to say this is another analogy that said, if you want to live long and well, everybody needs to return to the fetal state.
Now, I think that's it, living well, not just living.
But living well. Yeah, and the way I use the analogy is that you have so many, what I call, life years and death years.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people, they pronounce them dead, which means they're ready to go in a box in the ground at, say, 72. But the last 25 years of their life might have been death years because now they're hypertensive, they're going blind, they're diabetic, their legs are blown up because they're in heart failure, their joints ache like hell, they can't do the running they used to do because if they did, they'd suffer for days afterward, their digestion is all screwed up, they're bloated like a balloon, they can't lose weight because they can't exercise. Those are death years. Those are not life years, okay?
Exactly.
Now, if you think the conventional doctors are going to make those symptoms and those problems go away, you're delusional. That's like going to the Undertaker and say, please take away my symptoms. Says, don't worry, someday I'll take away all your symptoms.
And that's why we say there's no harm. Try Mountain Red, because there's no harm in trying this wonderful product. 396 different active ingredients inside each capsule. You can't get that even in the best organic diet that you could possibly be taking. And when you feed the body, when you put this goodness into the body, it can heal itself. It doesn't mask pain. It can heal those old injuries.
Yeah,
it can
heal that back. It makes the pain go away, because when there's no reason for pain, there's no pain signal.
Correct. Correct. And we have people who have said, oh, but I've ached for years. My elbow just aches. That's just what it does. And we said, try it. And it's like, oh, I've got a new arm. It works again. And this is what happens when you feed the body all this goodness. And it's, you know, packed with minerals and IGFs and amino acids. And when you get all of this, the body can work again. It can heal. It goes, oh, I've got more energy. I can get up and I don't creak and I'm sleeping better. And this is what we hear from people who are taking this product who have genuinely been unwell or, as you say, not in the in a happy place. They take this product and they become a better person again. They are like 20 years younger. Oh, gosh, I'm back out on the golf course. I'm back out working a double shift. I'm bending down with the grandchildren. And this is what we hear from taking this 100% natural product.
Now, the interesting thing is, and this is where I see, just like where you take the vision of hyperbaric oxygen, utero is actually 1.2 atmospheres. Did you know that? So all babies are being born in a uterus where it's actually hyperbaric, mildly hyperbaric.
Right. Okay.
And they're also getting all these 396 biomolecules. So I'll give you a couple of questions. You know, I like to ask people questions, including specialists. What is the time when you see maximum apoptosis or destruction of cells in the human body?
Oh, gee. On birth, maybe.
Before birth,
in
the fetus.
Birth,
when you're rapidly growing and you're a little fetus and you're like, you know, an inch or so long, and then all of a sudden you're 10 inches long, you're actually destroying cells faster and more efficiently than any other time in your life. Now, the second question is, what gene complex alone, single gene complex, if you do a 23andMe, predicts that you have about 10 to 20 times more chance of living to be 100?
I don't know that.
It's called a FOXO2 gene, which I happen to have. Now, the FOXO2 gene, what it does, and this is really interesting, it makes your body get rid of old damaged cells and mitochondria far more efficiently than the average person. So if you look at a liver or a skeletal muscle or heart muscle, even if someone's gone through an illness, let's say they're diabetic and they're out of control for a while, and you get them back in control, their organs regenerate faster because they get rid of damaged cells and tissues. Now, if they don't have the building blocks, how the hell are they going to rebuild those organs?
Exactly.
Whether it's your eyes or other tissues. Now, I'll give you an example. I'll use an example of Hillary Clinton, okay? Now, there's a lot of people going to get very ticked off at me because if this gets back to the DNC, they're going to say, we'll find somebody who can do what Deagle thinks he can do. But that aside, I like to create controversy, so let's go, okay? Number one, with Hillary Clinton, she's getting very inappropriate, we call 1970s level of care. Number one, she has probably heavy metals in her body that are accelerating, or excessive iron, that are accelerating the destruction of the secondary motor neuron in the ectomeric midbrain and causing pachydesmyelination of her anterior forebrain bundle, which is why she has rage attacks. Besides, she's a pain in the butt on the observational level. She's neuroanatomically, there's things that are wrong. Just like if I was to take all the people in prison that are violent criminals, I can tell you most of them have got manganese toxicity, excessive firing or seizure activity of the amygdala and the rage control nuclei of their reptilian brain. I'd see decrease in myelination of the anterior forebrain bundle and executive functions, etc. These are all high-tech stuff, but needless to say, I'm a world-class expert in this, and I can tell you exactly what concrete tests and organic acids and gene tests to tell you why they're screwed up. Now, with Hillary Clinton, she probably has a stealth pathogen. She might even have old vaccines that actually are activating viral changes to parts of her brain that are causing this multifocal leukoencephalopathy in what's called vascular cortical atrophy syndrome, which you can see a lesion in her inferior temporal lobe. So what I would do with her, number one, is, very first thing, is I would be stopping the oxidative stress with things like cell detox, glutathione, D-Link, which is almost certainly she's diabetic. She's almost certainly hypothyroid, and she's probably on a synthetic thyroid rather than on thyroid hormone. But then I would correct her hormones, and guess what? There's six hormones in Mountain Red Velvet. There's biomolecules to rebuild the myelination of the secondary motor neuron. Your primary motor neurons in the rolandic fissure of your temporal lobe, secondary motor neurons in the tectum of the midbrain, tertiary motor neurons in the anterior horn cell of your spinal cord, which is what's called the ALS. It's a free radical disease. People say, oh, we don't know what causes it. I can give you a lecture for an hour on these neuroanatomical and pathological basis for each of these illnesses, okay? So we can also give her peptides besides hyperbaric oxygen and ketogenic diet that'll help speed up her stem cells, and we can draw her own bone marrow And with specific peptides, activate those bone marrow cells to turn into the forms of mesencephalon cells that produce dopamine. We can give nutraceuticals that increase your dopamine conversion rate and specific minerals and open up our ion channels to actually activate those. We can give her transcortical, we call scalar therapies, including pulsed micropulse therapy, lumen photon, and Rife frequencies or microcurrents that can actually activate the reactivations of her, what's called her pineal hypothalamus pituitary axis, which is all screwed up. We can give her stem cell therapies. We have stem cell labs like Stematica with a clinic in Astana, Kazakhstan, and here in Tijuana. We can take bone marrow cells out and actually make her own stem cells at labs in Europe and elsewhere. You can't do it in the States. The fatal drugs allowed is, say, if it's more than 24 hours, it's a drug, even if it's your own blood and you've got a barcode for chain custody. So they're just idiots here, okay? So, no, they are. I mean, I can qualify them as idiots. It's not just like, oh, that's just your opinion, Deagle. No, I can give you legal qualification for idiocy. Okay, so, you know, in other words, some people are just kind of bystanderly, like, you know, comment, they're an idiot, but I can actually give you legal qualification of that. So, in other words, for Hillary Clinton, one of the things that she's going to need to take is she's going to regenerate her basically her tectum of her midbrain and her anterior forebrain bundle, so she has executive function, because you can tell, just like Bernie Sanders and Trump says, she has poor judgment. That's because the executive parts of her brain aren't connected anymore. So she's running on her reptilian brain, which, by the way, having on the spiritual side a reptile inside her doesn't help. Doesn't help at all.
I think the thing is that even with people who have all these multiple issues that are going on.
I address them every day. I address them every day. I had a gentleman here months ago, and he was suffering from what we call progressive MS, which means he had probably class 3 or 4 MS. Class 5 will kill you really quick. You get it, and 2 or 3 months later, you're dead. Class 1, you get one attack and you never get another attack. Anyway, we stopped his MS attack with using nutraceuticals, which I did. We then are giving him peptides to actually regenerate the nerve pathways in his body. I recommend he get hyperbaric oxygen. He's traveling back to a foreign country. I won't say where it is. But he's going to get hyperbarics there, and he's going to follow our ketogenic diet, and he's going to take Mountain Red Velvet. And as he returns himself to a fetal state, his body will say, I can either partially or completely repair this. Now, we're going to get more and more expert in how to do it. We're also going to start overcoming what's called genetic polymorphisms. People think that genes are deterministic. For example, I call it the Hollow Woman Syndrome, you know, that movie star. I keep on blocking. My name blocks it because I don't want to think that somebody would do this stupid. They get the BRCA1 or BRCA2 panel, and they cut out all their female organs because, you know, it's like the statement from Genesis, if thine eye offend thee, cut it out. Now, if thy genes offend thee, cut out the offending organ, you know. So they cut out the uterus, they cut off the breasts. It's like, okay, you can't get cancer now. What next? Because they're all gone. It's bizarre. So it's the same thing with heart disease. If your dad died at 52 and your brothers died at 52, and I literally had a case like this some years ago, the idea isn't to freak out that your 52nd birthday is coming and you're getting ready for your burial plans. It's to figure out what the hell's wrong with your genetics and epigenetics and fix it.
Right.
And the first thing to fix it is give the building blocks to rebuild healthy blood vessels, stock oxidative stress, get a high-speed CT scan to know what the calcium score is. Because, by the way, lipid levels of straight cholesterol do not correlate with heart disease. Particle fragments that do correlate are small particle HDL, which no doctors, I'm going to repeat that, no doctors are doing a lipid electrophoresis. They're not measuring for your small particle HDL or VLDL3. They estimate VLDL3 based on nuclear spectroscopy. None of the doctors doing a rheologic blood viscosity, none look for factor V Leiden mutation or soluble IOCAM 1 and 2 levels or other oxidative markers of increased stress in the artery walls like T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acid, or 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or antibodies against this oxidized cholesterol. None. Yeah. I'm not saying some of these doctors or cardiologists are doing it. Zero. I know from Phil Broughton and Antibody Assay Labs in Los Angeles and top cardiologists where I rheologic blood viscosity laser testing machine in my office. So I was a consultant for hematologists and cardiologists, and they know nothing. Not something. They know nothing. Now, people may be offended at that, but I can prove it. Now, the thing is, if you're going to heal your body, let's say you got a screwed up knee joint, you don't go and reach for the latest commercial says, yeah, you better take, you know, ibuprofen. You can take two of these twice a day and you'll just be fine. You're out there on the golf course. Yes, but in 5 years, your joints are going to go dry. Your orthopedic surgeon and your family doctor is going to refer you because your knee's bunged up. And now you need a knee replacement because it's dried the joint out. You have no protective prostaglandins to protect your brain from a stroke. And you also have an increased risk of calcium scores because of protective prostaglandins to protect your arteries from oxidative stress and calcification now. Your calcium score is taken off, and you got two or three arteries ready to kind of give you a big damn heart attack and maybe faceplant you.
Yeah.
Now, people need to know, you know, faceplant time's coming, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and this is what we do, say start with something natural.
Right, and then if you fix the problem, you fix the problem.
Yes.
Now your knee joint is lubricated. You're creating glycosaminoglycan cartilage. I'll give you an example. Anderson, who's one of the top football players, and he's paid millions of dollars every year by the Broncos.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many weeks he's going to be off, but he's got to do ACL surgery. Now, if I was his team doctor, because remember, I was a team doctor for the Calgary Flames, one of the doctors back in the early 80s, I'm thorough. I was one of the first doctors in Canada to be trained at the Tempe Imaging Center in Tempe, Arizona, in 1980 to read MRI scans. So I'd walk into the courtroom, and there were neurosurgeons that had never seen an MRI scan before. And I'd freak them out because I could read it right there in the court. Now, the problem is, why do they do a special weighted MRI scan to look for partial tears of this guy's knee? He's an extreme athlete. What do you think is going to happen? Now, if he was taking Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max, you think the strength of his collateral ligaments of his knee would be ripped apart? Of course not. He'd be returning to the fetal state every night to heal that partially torn ACL-PCL. Right?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Thank you.
And if you want, by the way, if you don't want to have the blues, take your Mountain Red Velvet, take your Collagen Max.
Yes.
Get a consultation. In fact, the email consultations for a quick and dirty recommendations, and I'm guilty, as my wife has said. Somebody can ask me for something, but they got a serious problem, and I might give them 8 or 10 things. To be honest with you, most of the time, 70-80% of the time, you're going to get better with the top 2 or 3. For example, let's say your hair is, you know, not lustrous, your nails are breaking, your skin is wrinkly, your joints are creaking. Just get Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max.
Yes.
Take the NutriMeds, Her Majesty's Royal Jelly for Pro Collagen, and your body's going to say, hey, I got building blocks. I'm a fetus again. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And people are going to look at you and say, what the heck did you do? Do you have a new hairdresser? Why does your skin look so bright? And how come your eyes glow? How come you actually remember all your grandchildren's name and your shopping list without writing down a piece of paper? Why have you got such a strong step now? How come you don't have cramps like you used to complain we go walking or golfing? That's because you're rebuilding yourself. You're cloning yourself into a healthier body. You know, aging is not a unidirectional thing. It's bidirectional. And if you provide the right nutrients, the body says, you know what? I don't think I'm going to hurt your knees today. I think you can get out of your car without going, I think you can go for that long walk you want to do and enjoy the fresh air. I think you can go golfing or go shopping today and walk around all your favorite shops. I think you can actually have lustrous skin that doesn't look wrinkly, or consider maybe a plastic surgeon can get rid of all your wrinkles, which they can stretch your skin up. So if you want to scratch your butt, all you have to do is reach over and get your left cheek of your face. So what I want people to understand is Mountain Red Velvet is so simple. It's like, yeah, again, no one's older than a 7-year-old. And if you want to reverse the aging process, you've got to return yourself to the fetal state.
Exactly. And it's 100% natural. It's one capsule twice a day, if you can take that, or one capsule once a day. Very, very easy to take.
Yeah, and what I usually will recommend, actually, I go a little further. I take two twice a day. One of them I tell them to open under their tongue. The other one just swallow. And things will accelerate. And then later on, once you're making good progress, you can drop it back. What we're working on, and here's a couple projects that we're working on. When we obtain the powder here shortly, we're going to have a capsule that'll just make sure it gets to the end of the small bowel. That's all. We're not altering the product. You can get, or don't say, oh, I'm going to wait until Dr. Deagle has that. It's the same damn product. It's just in a different capsule that will get it to the end of the small bowel.
Yep.
The other projects are going to be years away. We have to get big pharmaceutical companies to say, you know, Deagle, you're not a dummy. Maybe we can make a surgical version so a plastic surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, abdominal surgeon can use this in granules and so on, or a mass unit after somebody's got part of their thigh blown off, stick it in the open wounds, it'll start regenerating it right away. Or someone with a burn unit, we spray their body to help regenerate their skin, because they've lost 40% of their skin and their lower body from a blast injury, an IED. So if you want to heal your body, you got to have the building blocks. No other supplement has all these factors in it. Get Mountain Red Velvet. Hey, how about get to the top of the mountain of your health? The vision and the view is great.
Yes.
Take good care, and see right there. We'll get you all booked up for next visit and coming back with Ryan NutriMeds, our NutriMed team. Okay. So, Karen.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.